This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Does Laylatul Qadr have signs to look out for? In these last 10 nights, we're all on the search for Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, hoping to earn a reward that is greater than 1,000 months for having worshipped Allah in this one night. But is it possible to identify Laylatul Qadr? The answer is yes, inshallah, in principle, it is possible. And that's why our mother Aisha, when she asked the Prophet ﷺ that if I come to know which night Laylatul Qadr is, what should I say during it? And he gave her a dua to say, so he approved of the question, it can be identified. So what are the signs to look out for? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, we the companions were discussing the topic of Laylatul Qadr in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said to us, أَيُّكُمْ يَذْكُرُ حِينَ طَلَعَ الْقَمَرُ وَهُوَ مِثْلُ شِقِّ جَفْنَةٍ. Whom of you remembers when the moon looked like half a plate of food? SubhanAllah. So the moon will not be full, but will look semi-circular. This hadith could be, of course, understood as describing a sign of Laylatul Qadr that was specific to the Laylatul Qadr of that specific Ramadan of that year. Or it could be understood as being a constant sign throughout every Ramadan. Allah knows best. Are there any other signs? The answer is yes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laylatul Qadri, Laylatun Samha, Talqa, La Harra, Wa La Barida, Tusbihu Shamsu, Sabihataha, Daifa, Hamra. It's a calm and pleasant night, being neither hot or cold, and the sun of the next day appears weak in its rays, reddish in color. So it's a night that is characterized with peace and serenity. And this is of course understandable as the angels of Allah Almighty are descending to the earth in huge numbers. The serenity of this is sensed, of course, and experienced by the people of Iman. Are there any other signs of Laylatul Qadr as per the next day, meaning when the night has finished? Yes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَمَارَتُهَا أَن تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ فِي صَبِيحَةِ يَوْمِهَا بَيْضَاءَ لَا شُعَاءَ لَهَا. One of its signs is that the sun rises the next day without rays. Without rays. The sun is much weaker in its rays the next day, meaning that the night before it was most likely Laylatul Qadr. Is there any particular dua that I should say if I feel that I have identified this night? And the answer is yes. When our mother Aisha, she asked this question, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are pardoning and you love to pardon, so pardon me. That's it? Is that all what he taught her to say on this tremendous night? Well, I say, if you'd understood the meaning of afu, pardoning, you wouldn't have belittled it. In fact, should Allah Almighty answer this one dua of yours, you will be the happiest person in this world and in the hereafter. Al-afu, pardoning, that you are asking Allah for in this dua, it means al-mahu wa-tams, erasing and wiping. So the Islamic meaning of afu is mahu dhanbi wa tajawuzu anhu wa tarku al-uqubati alayhi. The erasing of sin, the pardoning of a person, and to not punish him for his crime. SubhanAllah, what more could you want? But there is another linguistic meaning of afu, which is al-kathratu wa-ziyada, to increase and amplify. So as you call upon Allah and you say, oh Allah, you are al-afu, the pardoning, and you love afu, pardoning, so fa'afu anni, pardon me, you're asking Allah to have your sins erased. You're asking Allah Almighty to pardon you. You're asking Allah Almighty to spare you from the punishment of these sins. You're asking Allah to give you an increase in every goodness which you'd asked for and that which you hadn't. Allahu Akbar. Memorize this dua. We ask Allah to inspire us to worship Him on Laylatul Qadr.